Lots of beautiful dresses on the red carpet at the Golden Globes last night. Now, apparently at like noon yesterday, they had a pipe break. They said it was a sprinkler malfunction, but I'm reading that it was more like a sewer pipe. So they were trying to get that carpet dry. I wonder if they were able to get the odor of the red carpet out before all the celebs came. Anyway, if you haven't seen all those beautiful dresses from last night, you can check them out right now on the Tara page at 1029now.com.
Music Variety, 1029 Now.
Welcome to Your Money. It's going to be sunny and breezy today. Our high, 64. Right now, it is 57.
1029.
Now.
The Celebrity Scoop with Tara.
Brought to you /Texas. So the Golden Globes were last night, and as expected, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler did a fabulous job hosting. Now, 12 Years a Slave won Best Motion Picture last night, and Matthew McConaughey won Best Actor in a Motion Picture for Dallas Buyers Club. American Hustle took home a few trophies, including Best Motion Picture, Comedy, or Musical. Amy Adams won Best Actress in a Motion Picture, and Jennifer Lawrence took home Best Supporting Actress. Best Animated Feature went to Frozen. I know my girls will be excited about that. You can see all the winners and all the fabulous red carpet fashion on the Tara page at 1029now.com. So Justin Bieber had an interesting weekend. I honestly do not get him. I guess he got mad at his neighbor. This is the neighbor he's kind of been battling with lately, and decided to start egging his house. So the neighbor hears like all this stuff hitting the house and goes outside, and it's like, what are you doing? Literally has a discussion with Justin Bieber, and I don't think it was a discussion, more like a yelling match, but he got it all on video. So the problem for Justin Bieber is that damage greater than $400 in California turns into felony vandalism. So apparently they have like really fancy Venetian plaster on their house, and so the eggs, it's going to have to be redone. So he may actually see a little bit of jail time for this. The DA should get the case this week, and it'll be interesting to see how they handle that with him. They're probably a little tired of all that stuff going on with Justin Bieber, and now they have proof, so that's not good. Katherine Heigl and Shakira will both be on 1029 Now this afternoon chatting with Ryan Seacrest. So you want to tune in for that, and you can get all of today's Celebrity Scoop right now on the Tara page at 1029now.com.
1029 Now. Traffic next.
Tails.
From the NTX Honda dealers, the two right lanes are blocked by that one.
Wake up your quick trip.
This is 1029 Now. Available anywhere you go on the iHeartRadio app. Download it now.
Changed. More music variety. All kinds of stuff. 1029 Now.
Lately, I've been.
Lessons I've learned.
How would you like the chance to roar with Katy Perry in South Africa? How cool does that? Tune in at 11 o'clock this morning. You can win a trip to fly to Africa for a safari adventure. Then you get to pick any city in the U.S. that Katy Perry is touring. See her in the front row. And after the show, you head backstage to tell Katy all about your safari adventure inspired by her. Get all the details now at 1029now.com.
Now.
1029 Now. Good morning. It is Tara. Hope you're enjoying your Monday. Now, we love Disney princesses at our house, but I'm not quite sure I could take it as far as this one company is. They're now making Disney princess-inspired undies and bras for moms. Now, the good news is there aren't actually little pictures of the princesses and the princes on these undies like they are for our little girls, but I'm just not quite sure if I would want to wear these. You can see them now and give me your opinion on the Tara page at 1029now.com. It's going to be sunshiny and breezy today. Our high, 64. Right now is 50. It's almost patio weather. You might even be able to get away with it, so somebody try and let me know. From the NTX HonorDealers.com Traffic Center, this report is left lane are blocked by that.
Rex or
dinners and suites.
Dallas, Fort Worth. This is 1029 Now, driven by Frank Kent Honda.
1029 Now.
An iHeart radio station.
It is 8:04, Monday, January 13th. I'm Tara, and here's what's going on. Several Southwest Airlines passengers were surprised when their flight landed at the wrong stopover point last night. Flight 4013 took off from Chicago Midway Airport last night and was scheduled to stop at Branson, but instead it landed at an airport about 6 miles north of Branson. Now, passengers said the flight landed very abruptly, and the runway seemed to be a little shorter than what they were used to. They were welcomed to Branson by a crew member, but then they were told that they were at the wrong airport. They took a bus over to the airport in Branson and got here at midnight. They were supposed to be here around 7 o'clock. The FAA is investigating the incident.